We are in a series talking about spiritual disciplines. And these disciplines help us to connect with God's, not only for God's plan for life, but how much God loves us and how God cares for us. And spiritual disciplines are super important to learn. Last week, we talked about the spiritual discipline of getting into the Word, and the Bible. And today, I want to do like a part two on that. And to set this kind of up, I got a short little video for you guys. I want you to watch. It's a 30-second commercial. Now that is a little excessive, but it is kind of watch people, excel at sports and they win the game or they do something great in a sporting event. It's so much fun to see them have purpose, and winning is kind of the point when you're playing sports, right? Scoring a goal is kind of the point, and when you're playing football, and in life, we're all about to win for God's plan for our life. Not necessarily for our own plan of life, but for God's plan for our life. And just as natural it is to score in sports, we're to be score in God's life and God's purpose for life. And that comes through faithfulness. It does not necessarily come through like achieving great goals in life. Although those aren't bad, that's good. But God wants us to be faithful. And as we're faithful with his purposes, great things do happen. Wonderful things do happen. Lives do get first one is John 14, verse 26, 27. And it says, "But the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." This is Jesus speaking. He says, the Holy Spirit, who the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I've said to you. That is, when you're in a situation in life, and all of a sudden, it's a difficult situation, or it's a wonderful situation, and a scripture pops into your brain, most of the time, that's God speaking to you. That's the Holy Spirit reminding you of the teachings of Jesus to guide you at that point in your life, or to rejoice with you in that life. This is pretty cool. Some people ask me, "Hey, Doug, what does God sound like?" Most of the time, God sounds just like the Bible. Because the Holy Spirit speaking Scripture reminds us of the teachings of Jesus, Scripture, in our mind to guide us at that point. And not only will God speak to us verses, he'll also tell us about things to come. And that comes from the next verse here in John 16, verse 13, which reads, "But when he, that is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, comes. He will guide you into the truth. He will not speak on his own, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. That's crazy. The Holy Spirit, he will disclose to you things to come as we are reading the Bible. The Holy Spirit will begin to start moving in our hearts as we're reading the scriptures. Verses are going to start coming alive at us. They're going to start popping off the page. The Holy Spirit's going to highlight the scriptures to you. And this is to prepare you, to prepare your heart for that moment and for the day. Because one of the jobs of the Holy Spirit is to help us with things to come. And today is a kind of a different kind of talk. It's going to be more like a workshop. In your hand, you have a piece of paper, and we're going to read this together twice. And we're going to go through an acronym called SOAP, S-O-A-P. It stands for Scripture, Observation, Application, and Prayer. When we read this twice, you have a pen, you're given a pencil, or you may have a pen on you. I want you to circle a verse or phrase that seems to jump out at you as we read this. Because then we're going to write about what we observed about that passage, how we're going to apply that passage to our life, and then a prayer to God about this. I'm going to help you to discover how to do a personal devotion. Because many of us here, we have never really done a personal devotion, Holy Spirit. Like, how do you connect with God? How do we be mentored by God? And SOAP is one great way to begin to help us to understand how the Holy Spirit uses the Word of God and applies it to our life today. So as I begin to read John chapter 15, verse 1 through 17, I want you to keep that pencil ready and circle what verse a phrase that verse seems to jump out at you. And we're going to do this twice. So here's John 15, verse 1 through 17. Read along with me on your piece of paper. It says, and this is Jesus speaking. It says, I am the vine, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that your joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I've called you friends, for all the things that you heard from my Father, I've made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. When doing devotions, typically I read the same passage two or three times. We're going to read it one more time, because for some of us, this is the first time we've ever seen this passage. As you read this one more time, again, circle a phrase or a verse that seems to jump out at you, because there's a reason for that. And then we're going to walk through this special scripture together in discussion with a friend nearby. So let's read this one more time. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I've called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and it appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Did a verse jump out at you while reading those scriptures? There's a lot of great theology in that passage there. What I like for you to do, when it comes to doing devotions, for years I've done this. I've used the acronym called SOAP, and I'll have a journal. And I'll write on the top of page scripture. And then I'll write right next to it or right underneath it the scripture that jumps out at me as I'm reading the Bible. What I'd like for y'all to do now is just to write that scripture. It may take a few doing this back and forth, but write that scripture there. And then when you're finished, I want you to pair up with someone in groups of two, at the most three, and share your scripture. And we're going to be doing the same thing for observation, application, and prayer. And we're going to discover together how the Holy Spirit will begin to mentor us as we get into the Word. But why don't you guys write the scripture down? I'll come back in just a few minutes. when you're finished writing your scriptures down, turn to a friend and share what scripture grabbed you. Y'all almost finished here sharing scriptures? Okay, you should be finished up here, short here. This is the easiest of the ones to share here. Now, the scripture that caught my heart was John 15, verse 7 and 8. And it says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and this shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so you'll be my disciples. That jumped out at me, and then I wrote that down, and then I went to the O in the acronym of SOAP, and that is your observation. And what the observation is, you're writing about things that you observe going on in the passage, the relationships that are there, or the connecting points that are there. If it's a story about Jesus healing somebody, you talk about the context in which it happens. What's the context of that verse within your reading? And for instance, for me, John 15, verse 7 and 8, Jesus says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. And this glorifies the Father. And I wrote this about my observation. I said, Lord, I observed that you were teaching the disciples about abiding / living in you. And you make a powerful statement. What we ask from you shall be done. And this glorifies the Father. In fact, it glorifies the Father more if we are more faithful in our prayers. That is, and it says here, it doesn't stop here. It says, however, the key to answered prayer is to abide, is for my words to abide in you. That's what the scriptures say. When we spend time meditating upon your words, it increases our prayer life exponentially. That's what I observed reading John 15, verse 7 and 8. For your passage of scripture, I want you to write down, what do you observe the context in which a passage, the verse lies? What's going on there? Write out what's going on there and then share it with your friend next to you. So I'll give you a few minutes to go do that. Okay, go ahead and write it all down. when you finish writing that down, talk with your friend next to you and just share your observation. Okay, y'all almost finished here? Now, moving along in SOAP, we have scripture, observation, now it's application. Now, remember, my scripture was John 15, verse 7 and 8, talking about if I abide in Jesus and his words abide in me, big prayer requests can happen. And this glorifies the Father. My application is pretty simple. I simply wrote, Lord, I can apply this to my life by abiding in your word before I pray. Rather than me praying first and then reading the Bible, I'm going to spend time reading the Bible, thinking about the word, and just abide in Jesus, and then pray. Very simple application. Why don't you all write an application on how you think the Lord is speaking this verse to you right now to your heart? And this is where the rubber meets the road. So you have to take a little time, write it out, and then share with your friend. Are you sharing now? You make sure you share. Because now we're going to transition here to the prayer part. The prayer part. The prayer part is real simple. You're writing a simple prayer saying, Lord, please help me to apply this to my life. And some of you may want to add a little something to that, or and that's fine too. My prayer was, Lord, please continue to help me to get up early so I can spend time with you, hearing from your word. And please help me to pray as the way I ought to pray. Real simple prayer. Why don't you write a simple prayer out and then share that with your friend? Yeah, sure. Yeah, when you finish, share with each other. This simple exercise of soap, if like you get up in the morning, we wash our face before we go to work. This is like washing our soul. This is like washing our face. This is like washing our emotional and spiritual being with the Word of God. It's a wonderful illustration is the illustration of a is the issue is the illustration of a butterfly. When a butterfly first exists as a caterpillar, then we all know about this, the butterfly gets into a cocoon and he wraps himself in a cocoon, and then he turns into a butterfly in the cocoon, and then he has to kind of struggle his way out of the cocoon, and then he's able to fly and be free. And you all, I'm sure you all heard the story about a person one time trying to break open the cocoon to help the butterfly out. But when they broke open the cocoon to allow the butterfly an easy access, what happened to the butterfly? It died. It needed to strengthen its muscles, its joints, its wings in the struggle. And at times, reading the Word of God will be a struggle. The discipline to get up early or to stay up late and to open the Bible and to get into it and do this of writing it out. And what are you observing? This is called meditation. And you're spending time with the Holy Spirit and you're taking the time, you're wrestling through the text and what it means and how it applies to your life. And as you do this on a regular basis, we will see ourselves being able to navigate life so much freer, so much easier. Hebrews 4 verse 12 says, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God will penetrate our hearts and to the Holy Spirit is going to mentor our heart and apply it to our day. And that is so gracious and so kind to the Lord. Proverbs 119:93 says, I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved my life. That's the truth. James 1:25, but whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed what they do. Closing a story here. Had a friend, had a mom friend of Todd's and mine in Hawaii. We just moved to Hawaii. We stayed at a house. Great woman of God. And we kept praying for her son. Her son lived in Las Vegas, was into gambling, into drugs, into just wrecking his life. And we were praying every day that God would turn around. And lo and behold, one day, mom gets a phone call out of nowhere. And there's a son saying, I'm coming home. I can't do this anymore. I gotta put God in my life. She's like, oh, okay, great. So this is wonderful. She's super happy. So he comes home and he does not look like he looked before he left. Just wrecked. And meeting with him, took him through SOAP. S-O-A-P, SOAP. And started helping him understand how you can begin to find God speaking to you about your day, about where you are right here, right now. And he started getting involved in SOAP. A guy started coming to church regularly, got involved in serving in the church. And he loved it so much, he signed up for a Bible college. And I'm in the class with them. I took a speaking class there, and he's with me in the class. And he gives a great stuff. I mean, he just started blossoming before everyone's eyes, like complete life change. Awesome. He got a regular job, got great new friends. And about a year to a year and a half after he came home, he got reunited with his estranged daughter, because he left his family to party and left for years. And his daughter was very hurt. And he comes back, and the Lord even gave his daughter back to him. That was a big deal. That was a big moment in our lives, a big moment in his life. And it's because he gave his life to Jesus. And because Jesus is the miracle worker, and he said, I don't have much to give, but I'll give you my time with SOAP. I'll give you my time with just seeking your face and allow you to mentor me. And over years, the Lord has straightened him and blessed him, and there's more blessings in his life, but I'm not going to go into all that. Just know that his life has changed because of the Word of God. It's one of the most important spiritual disciplines. And when you guys do SOAP, think about doing SOAP with a friend. If you have a friend here, and do SOAP, and you can share it on WeChat. I'm doing this right now with someone here in the church. We share devotion on WeChat. It's great. Now, mind you, everything you write on WeChat will be seen by the government, so you may not want to put like real personal things in there. Okay, so you can be discreet and this kind of stuff. But it's a great way to share what God is doing in your hearts with other people. That sound good? Let's pray. Lord, I want to say thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much that you give us tools to help us to understand your word. And I thank you, Lord, that you are still the miracle worker. You still restore lives. And you specialize in transforming us from bugs into butterflies. This week, I pray we get into your word. And Lord, I pray you speak to us. It'd be so much fun. It'd be so cool. I pray you continue to transform every one of our lives into your image, Jesus, and for your glory. And we pray these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.